One question was, why did God make Mary? The little girl said, well, she's the only one who knows where to find the Christ. Another question was asked, why did God give you your mother and not somebody else's mother? The little boy said, God knew. She likes me a lot more than those other two. What about this? What did your mother need to know about your father before she married him? Quickly, the little girl said, did he say no to drugs and did he say yes to chores? Well, why did your mother marry your father? Well, because my dad makes the best decision in the world and your mother's father, he loves me. And finally, if you could change just one thing about your mother, what would it be? They said, well, mom has this thing about keeping my own dreams. Reflecting on my own life and my mom, many of you know, I have nine brothers and sisters still together, including me. That all happened over a period of about just 11 years. We had two older sisters, myself and two brothers, and I had five. Mom and dad had seven. The mom got pregnant. 20 girls and grew up on sisters and five. And next year she got pregnant. Another set of twins. So five of us and two sets of twins. My dad just put the table together, got a 4x8. Finally, put it on top, came across it, and dishes around it. We had dinner together almost every night. My mom was right on charge with everything, so cool, so easy. Basically, if you were there at 5:30, the price was 10 grand, the flood, the smoke, the water, maybe they got it. It was just, he showed us the price. So, it's a great deal. Talking to her, yesterday, I reminded her during my most rebellious and bonded days of church, caused her and my dad great grief. I remember a fellow in the court that she said to me, I don't know if she made it up or not, but she said, Tommy, tell you what, if I could buy you for what I think you're worth, sell you for what you think you're worth, Christian also could be reincarnated in the government because of lies and bad situations. I also want you to know that as a ministry, we've always studied, yes, we always will, especially at Mother's Day, we will be sent for the community. In the book of Ruth in chapter 1, Ruth is found in the very beginning of the Bible. It comes after Judges. And it's important to know that as the book of Judges ended, 21 chapters of Judges, but the last verse in the book of Judges, 21, verse 25, in Judges it says, in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Look at that in a reflective way. And I realize that when Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and when the Lord is able to rule in our lives personally, we realize that the King in residence is here, causes us not to do what we want to do, but more important, to desire to do the things God has asked us to do. So, Jesus, the ministry of Ruth and what was taking place was at this time. It says in Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1, in the past of the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem of Judah, he went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and they had two sons, Malon and Chilion, from Bethlehem of Judah, and they went to the country of Moab and they rejected him. Then Elimelech, and his wife was God, and he was left with their two sons. Now those two sons took wives from the women of Moab. The name of one was Oprah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there for about 2 years. Then both Balaam and Chilion died, and the woman was survived her two sons, and the rest of the people were fasted. Which, hang on, woman, you said this was going to be an encouraging message. You have five verses, and all of a sudden, there's three heroes and three widows. What's encouraging about that? That's a great question. We are going through God's word, so know God's word is true. God is revealing to us what literally happened. Let's just take a moment to reflect. Names have significance. So, for example, the name Bethlehem, it means house of bread. And the name Judah means Christ. Elimelech, his name means my God is king. And Naomi, his name means so my God is king. Very pleasant to say it together. And they grew in their faith in the house of bread and the place of bread. But what had happened was there was a famine in the land. So a famine means what normally you have, you don't have to have something taken away from living together. So the house of bread, the place of praise, which my God is taking place, dwelling in. It doesn't tell us that they got the heart of God on how he might want to provide for us. What it tells us is that they made a decision to go to Moab. Moab was known as the water pot of God. It wasn't the right place to go. And I don't want to read too much into it, but I know men, dads, it's a hard responsibility that we have. Responsibility to provide and to protect. And in searching that, Elimelech was thinking, what do I do? How do I provide? And so they went to this place. And I would say, best case scenario to create a provision that is needed to sustain. But what has happened was just the opposite. Dad died. And they had two sons. So Naomi was a widow with two sons. And the two sons, they were two pagan women, disaster dwelt in Moab. And they were together. So Naomi and her two sons married, and she has two daughters. She tells us, before we read chapter 1:25, that her two sons died, and she has two daughters. By the way, the book of Ruth is a romance story in many ways. It deals with redemption and restoration, even revival. It has a prophetic sense to it as well, because as you go through, you can see Christ in his church. As we look at this, I would say there's just four things this morning in this short message that I'd like to emphasize. One, the very first thing is that one life can make a difference. That means that your life, your individual life, don't look around at everybody else. Just you. Your life, under the leadership of God, God is keeping your life will literally make a difference in the lives of other people. Significant. The reason I can say that with confidence is Ephesians chapter 1, 14, starting there, it says, they lifted up their voices. So what had happened was, Naomi said, I heard that back in Bethlehem, the house of bread is bread there. So word came that God provided it, as he always provides. God always provides. Listen, God always provides for his people. God is providing. He is the provider. He will provide physically, emotionally, spiritually, and provide it. Heard about this, and her intention to go back to home, to go back to the place of praise, missing it. And I said, well, don't you miss it? Don't you miss it? I can't wait until we're all back together in this place of praise, in this house of bread. It'll have you, my friend. Hopefully soon, hopefully soon, keep praying. Hopefully soon, coming back. Her heart, there was a family in her heart. I don't want to go back to that place. Your daughter was a purposeful place, and we'll go with you. But actually, she released her daughter. She said, daughter, if you just need to stay here, so you can go back to the place. This is where you're from. I can release you there. She even said, if by chance I were to find my husband and conceive tonight, before Toby, you would have to cry before they take care of your husband. So we have no way to stay here. But what would happen? She released it to stay. It tells us that verse 14, they lifted up their voices and they wept again. And Oprah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth turned to her. The first thing here is we're looking at one life. There's a difference between the kiss and the plan. As life grows from the dead, they plan to be able to go. The Bible tells us when we get married to one another, the two shall become one. There's this sense of clinging together. And it's positive. I know it's positive, but you're so clinging to each other. It has to make it this captivity. This is a good thing. You're holding God. What God has put together, we have no one separate. And there was this sense of commitment from Ruth. Verse 14, verse 15, he says, look, this is the one of God back to the people. And you want God to call to the one to do the church also. But here's what Ruth said. Ruth said in verse 16, you have to leave you to come back from following after you. Listen now. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I'll be buried. And the Lord gives you meat, and more also gives anything but death from you. I said, hallelujah. What a plan. We see this many times in our marriage celebrations. Many times it's our invitations that go out. It's a deep commitment. It's a commitment to choose God again for yourself, for a partner, for life. You have to get rid of it with you. We're going to do together. We're going to do this together. We're going to do this every week. It's like death. Do us part. And then thinking about it again. How, Pastor, how does one life make a difference? You already are explaining to me that this only is downcast, she's discouraged. How can you be somebody that to make a difference at this time? That's a fair question. Sometimes I think we get. I know that many times there are ministries or pastors just really want to strike up bring it down and endure it. Those are real fears, those are real emotions. God is there to work us through that as you read your epistles. You see, in the life of Paul, the hearts that are different from you. You read the Psalms, calling out to God for help desperately. Psalm 23, even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, then we go through deep, dark times. What you were feeling, emotions, spirit, God was present in your life. So much so, we saw his life. He saw the testimony of God in the life as he presented it. His name is Boaz. In chapter 2, verse 4, Boaz came from Bethlehem, also came from the house of bread. He was an owner of the property agriculturally. He said to the reapers, so the people that worked for him, Boaz said, as he came up to the job site, the Lord be with you. And they answered, the Lord bless you too. How would that be? In the morning, start tomorrow. In the morning, when we wake up, when we see those in our household, so the Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. Start the temple. The Lord be with you. How about in your workplace? The Lord be with you. How many times do you say, God bless you? What if someone speaks music to the bathroom? The Lord be with you. Timothy's epistle, he speaks about a relationship. He says, Paul speaking to Timothy, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is in you. Grandma, mom, young men and young women, your sons and your daughters, your nephews, your nieces, other acquaintances that you know, young, their life is being shaped and formed by the significant grandma, mom, dad, grandpa, don't give up. Coaches, friends, fellow members of the Bible Christ, don't give up. Pray for the young ones, invest in their lives, pray them, and tell them. His grace overrides our weaknesses in chapter 1, verse 13. It says, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourself from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone against you. Verse 19 of chapter 1, the two of them went to Bethlehem, and it happened that when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was excited because of it. So, the young man is with her mother's father. Ruth is with her mother's father, and they're headed into Bethlehem. It had been already over 10 years, I believe, since they had been away. She's returning at this point. And is returning with the opinion that God is against her. So they're coming into the city in verse 19. And the question is, she shouted out, is this Naomi? In other words, it's just been a short period of time, 2 years, but is that her? So the question is, but she said to them, do not call me Naomi, which is because they call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again. Why do you call me Naomi? Since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me. That's her unfortunately, has come up with a perspective. Maybe the perspective that you're facing right now because of the overwhelming situation you find yourself in. You've been in a foreign place. You've been away from the house where you've been away from the place of death. And life in a situation like this comes so hard upon you. You're pointing up to God. We have chosen for this. We reap, we sow for Father. God's always looking out for us. The reason him to your back is a place of bread, place of praise, and house of bread, is because God is being very gracious to the spirit of the place of God. But when she comes into the town of this beautiful young woman, Ruth, Naomi used to be called pleasant. She says, don't even call that to me. Call me bitter. And we become bitter at a person, at a situation, at a spouse, at a family. We get mad. We go back. We become bitter. What happens is, we can get with the worst on that person in that situation. There's a cup of bitterness that is created. And don't be careful with it. You're the one 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 with it. Say, God, I am sorry. I'm sorry. I've been waiting. I've been waiting. Forgive me. God, help me. Thank you. Blessed be the Lord, blessed His kindness to the living and the dead, my friends, breakthroughs happen. It slows down the spirit. Rude, diligent, God-worthy, supernatural, the devil, changing the heart. Yes, God does provide balance with me. God has no good gifts. And we see how much is God at work. But, God is at work. I just think that the good and the good is here. he did it. Get back together in this house of prayer, in this place of faith. I want people to stand up and say, yes, I recommitted myself to Christ Jesus. I'm looking forward to a baptism that we get back together. Real soon.